What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Former FBI Director James Comey is in trouble. He's in big trouble. You know that if you get real news. What did we learn last week? He illegally leaked classified data via a friend of his, a professor at Columbia University, to the Washington Post and the New York Times. Remember when Trey Gowdy asked him, this is to Trey Gowdy's credit, you know, we've had all these leaks, all these classified intel. It's just like right there out in the mainstream media. You going to do anything? This was on, when he was under oath. He asked Comey that. And Comey's like, well, no. Well, now we know why. He was the chief felon in charge. He was leaking it. We learned that last week. Leaking classified data. He's in trouble. He's in big trouble. We also found out, Merrick Garland found out that this leaking had gone on by Comey and Andrew McCabe, other folks at the top of the FBI. By the way, McCabe also leaking with Comey's knowledge, didn't care. And they buried the investigation. They killed it. Comey's in trouble. And Comey knows it. That these are felonies. That's what he did. Then over the weekend, these bombshells continue to come, folks. We learned that FBI investigators working the Clinton corruption case, there were, it turns out, three FBI offices where honest agents, I can't believe there are any, but there are some, were actually working the Clinton found and corruption case. Examining the more than 300,000 Hillary Clinton emails discovered on the Wiener laptop that documented crimes. Comey shut it down. Killed it. Now, what's wild about that is the second Hillary Clinton criminal investigation Comey killed. We just found out Comey discovered, remember that weekend when Hillary was running against Trump 2016? And the heat had just gotten so hot for her on those emails, classified emails that she stole. And she was stealing classified data. She didn't have any right to view outside of a SCIF. She was not only viewing it outside of a SCIF, she's taking it with her, putting it on an unsecure server that five foreign governments then accessed. And that was a problem for her. So remember, he did that very fake email search. He sent fake agents, well, real agents with fake, motives. To say, well, you know, she sort of broke the law a little, but wasn't that big deal? Nobody would ever really charge her. Well, it turns out he did find the 8 thumb drive she stole for a full of classified data with so many felonies on them. Quite frankly, we can't even, I don't even know how many years in prison that would be. Realized it was a problem and classified the evidence of her crimes to make them go away. So that's two felonious Hillary Clinton investigations Comey killed. He's in trouble. And that is why he's quoting Taylor Swift. Now, when you hear it, when you hear this, everybody on the internet was like, what? Taylor Swift? We should all emulate Taylor Swift in fighting bullies like Donald Trump. What is Comey doing? Folks, you know what this is the classic mark of? A PR firm. Comey has hired a PR firm. And what they've all concluded, them and the lawyers, is the only way, Comey's best shot at staying out of the clink for the rest of his life, or at least a significant part of it, is public opinion. That's it. He's got to create enough heat on Trump and enough fake news outrage among the dumbest people in our society, white liberal voting women. No more dangerous force on earth, if you ask me. Yeah, Taliban second only to white women. And Al-Qaeda, yeah, very dangerous. White liberal voters, dumbest people on the planet. Truly. We've documented it many ways and times here. So what is he doing? He's channeling Taylor Swift to try to enhance public opinion around himself. What does he want? He wants a bunch of outraged liberal women screaming bloody murder.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
In his honor. He wants to swing public perception in his favor so that no matter how bad the stuff coming out is, people are saying it's not fair, it's an attack on our democracy, and all this stuff. So he is targeting the single stupidest voter group and most destructive on earth, and that is liberal women voters. And the way you do that is by channeling Taylor Swift. So Comey didn't write this. You could tell he's reading it. The PR firm trying to keep him out of prison did. Here's what that sounded like.
Taylor Swift produces great art, but also because she models something. At every stage of her career, she's shown a certain way of being that resonated with my kids and also felt right to me as a parent. And she's still doing that as a grown-up. Like a lot of you, I struggle with how to stand up to bullies without letting their meanness infect me and change me. I don't want us to become like Trump and his followers. There are far more decent, honest, kind people in America than there are mean jerks. And don't get me wrong, we have our jerks, millions of them, you may have noticed. In particular, there's a stunning coarseness and ugliness in the Republican Party today. It's upsetting, but it's also a minority of America.
You're a felon.
On the whole,
dude.
We aren't like that, and we don't like that.
Uh-huh, you're a felon.
I think that's a big part of the reason so few Americans support Donald Trump when they have to see him and that up close.
Okay, this guy calling Trump a bully and saying Taylor Swift's way of dealing with bullies is best. This is a guy who just a few months ago tweeted 8647, in other words, killed Donald Trump. Why? He wanted Trump dead because he's desperate. He knows what he did. That guy says Trump is a bully? You mean the guy that you begged your followers to kill? What a Lulu bird. This guy's nuts. Can you hear how much he hates you? Can you see what his motivation would have been? Can you imagine the dictatorship he was running inside the FBI? I just laid out earlier in the segment. So what is that right there? A lot of folks online didn't know what to make of it. It was so bizarre. That's a PR firm. And what are they saying? They probably already polled who is most likely to support James Comey. They are trying to create a fake groundswell of people defending Comey, of people saying, oh, we shouldn't go after FBI directors, and people who are, quite frankly, dumb enough that they won't say, ask, hey, you know, like, what is this guy, accused of doing? You know, a lot of felons, a lot of felonies right there. And you, again, when you take the evidence of Hillary's client crimes and you classify it, oh, you're talking about conspiracy right there. That conspiracy continues right through James Comey's death threats, calling for the murder of Donald Trump, which he absolutely did. We all know what 86 means. Anybody who's watched a mob movie knows what 86 means, and Comey knows too. So what do we make of this? We laugh at it. You know what that is right there? That's two things. Number one, he's desperate. And number two, I hope the cost of that PR firm broke him. Because that's the idea. They bankrupted Donald Trump just about. He still owes every cent he has, or at least had before he took the presidency. He may have more money now, to the state of New York. Well, let Comey feel a little bit about that. Let Comey feel that. Let Comey know what facing 700 years in prison is like, because that's what Donald J. Trump faced. And then let him write that check, maybe out of his 401k, to that PR firm.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.